It's late, so we're going to start. We are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis.
We could do a daf on, since it's Shavuos, we could do on the Yerushalmi Bikurim.
If we do that, you're giving it. Okay, says
if
the Gemara.
I did it, no one will want to come.
Okay.
No one will ever come again.
Don't worry, nobody comes for me either. Fourth line.
But at least
we're in the fourth line of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're on the fourth line of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and let me just, I will give you a quick 30-second synopsis of where we're holding right now. We had a machlokas before at the end of Monday night shir between Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar. Shmuel said that a person is Yoshe B'tainis, is Nikra Chote, considered a sinner. And Rabbi Lazar took the opposite approach, the opposite extreme, and he said, not only are you not called a sinner, but you're called a saint. You're called a kadosh. That's where we pick up today. Reish Lakish Shamar, we're on the fourth line of Vidal from the Bays. Reish Lakish Shamar Nikra Chassid. You're considered a Chassid. What does it mean that you're considered a Chassid? We're going to have to see. This is actually subject to a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and how you learn this Gemara of Reish Lakish. But let's read the Gemara. Reish Lakish Shamar Nikra Chassid. You're considered a Chassid, a extremely pious individual. Shenemar, as it says, as the pasuk says, I hadn't even made a joke yet. Gomel nafsho.
You looked here.
What does it say?
A pious man.
Okay. I said individually. It says man. Okay. Gomel nafsho ish chesed. Okay. It's actually chesed. Gomel nafsho ish chesed. The pasuk says, he who is gomel nafsho is an ish chesed. What does it mean, a gomel nafsho? Rashi learns a gomel nafsho is like from the word beyom higamel es Yitzchak. Avra made a party on the day that Yitzchak was weaned. So the pasuk, according to Rashi, is read: a person who is he was weaning himself, meaning he's fasting. A person who fasts is an ish chesed. He's a man of chesed. The ocher she'aro, but a person who eats up his flesh, or he basically, if he can't handle the fast, ocher nafshe'ero, if he goes to the extreme fast and he can't handle it, then achzar, he's considered a cruel person. That's the v'chule. He's considered an achzar. He's considered a cruel person. So the way Rashi reads the pasuk is gomel nafsho ish chesed. A person is pious if he's gomel nafsho, if he weans himself, i.e. he fasts. But if he does it in a way that he can't handle it, like we said before, a person who can't handle a fast should not be fasting. That's an achzar. That's a cruel person. That's the way Rashi learns it. So the way Rashi learns this is we have Shmuel. Shmuel said nikra chote. Rabbi Lazar said nikra kadosh. Reish Lakish goes a step beyond Rabbi Lazar, and he says not only are you kadosh, you're a chassid. A chassid is even greater than kedusha. If you look at
doesn't kedusha come after chassid?
Does it? I thought
kedusha is like last. Okay.
I don't know.
It's the Gemara with Pinchas Ben Yair.
Pinchas Ben Yair. That's the one that he goes off of. Yeah. You sure that kadosh is after chassid?
I'm not going to say I'm sure, but
like 94%, something like that.
I've got Messias Yisharim in my teak. If you want me to pull,
no. I don't want you to pull. I don't want you to pull your teak. I don't want you to pull your teak. I don't want you to pull your teak. I don't want you to do any of that. But according to it will be interesting to see exactly then where Reish Lakish is on the spectrum of kadosh and chassid. But at any rate, according to Reish Lakish, a person who fasts is considered of great piety. However, look at Tosus over here. Tosus says, Gomel nafsho perush. This is the second Dibur HaMaskel. Gomel nafsho perush. She gomel chesed lenafsho. He's feeding his soul. She ainu misane. Because he's not misane. Nikra chesed. So how does Tosus learn the Gemara? Tosus is learning the Gemara like Shmuel. You should not be fasting. Gomel nafsho ish chesed. You are a chesedic person if you feed yourself, because you should not be starving yourself. And then the hemshech of the pasuk is va'ocher she'ero, a person who does fast, achzar, you're a cruel person. So, depending on how you learn Rashi or Tosfos, Reish Lakish would wind up on either part of the spectrum. Either he's saying you're a kadosh, or you're a chassid because you're fasting, or you're a chassid because you're not fasting. Okay. That's the machlokis over there. Anyway, the Gemara goes on. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Hai Bar Bei Rav. A bar beirav. The beirav is a basement. Did you have a question?
No, I'm thinking about splitting the difference between the two opinions.
Yeah.
If you're kodesh, if you're healthy enough and you're doing the fast in the appropriate way, but if you're not supposed to be fasting and then you're going to do it, it doesn't matter if you're.
That appears to be Rashi's approach. That's clearly Rashi's approach. And Rashi would agree if you can't handle it, then you're considered an achzar. But Tosso seems to say you should not be fasting at any rate.
But that seems, I don't know, for me that seems like so out there because
Tosso's?
Yeah, because we have all these things where we're fasting.
Oh, no, he doesn't mean, the Gemara here is not talking about the Atinus Tzibur.
We're talking about a voluntary fast.
A voluntary fast. A person who's Yoshev B'Tainus is a person who takes upon himself a voluntary fast.
All these statements, whether they're for to criticize or to praise the person, are on the voluntary fast, right?
Correct. But that's correct.
So like the Seabor doesn't have food. I have food. I'm taking on this with the previous owner. Right? I'm taking on the fast, even though it happened.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
Maral
here.
Says it's kadosh.
Maral says kadosh. All right. So Maral said it. I wouldn't even need this Gemara. There we go. We're done. Let's go home early. We got Shmuel to prepare for. Wow. So the Maral is taking the approach of Shmuel that you're nikra kadosh. The emes is that. No, that you're nikra kadosh. No, it's not Shmuel. Shmuel says you're a chote, Rabbi Lazar. It says you're kadosh. Okay, but the Maral does not make a does the Maral make a distinction whether you can handle the fast or not, or is the assumption of the Maral is somebody who is taking it upon himself is can handle it?
Correct.
Okay.
And you don't even have to be into it. The act itself of tainus itself is tshuva.
Is what?
Even if you're not mechaven, you know? You're not sitting the whole day in tshuva.
That is indeed the perfect segue to what we're going to learn in a few lines. If a person doesn't even, he's not even mekabel the fast. We're going to see that Gemara in just a few lines. Let's get through this first. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Hi bar beirav. A beirav is a base medrash. So a bar beirav is a student of the base medrash, i.e. a talmud. A talmud, the yasav betanisa, who sits in fast. Again, we're not talking about tainis tzibur, we're talking about a tainis yachid over here. He's mekabel upon himself to fast. Lichol kal belusharusei. A dog might as well have eaten his food. In other words, it sounds like it's pretty useless. It's useless for a talmid to be taking upon himself a fast. It's like a dog has eaten his meal, meaning it's like he has no meal. There's no value. There's no spiritual value to taking a fast upon yourself. It's just like you're just not eating. Like you don't have food. The dog ate your homework. The dog ate your food. You have nothing left. So there's nothing.
It's not where by fasting you're making it detrimental for your spiritual capability.
Hold on to that for a second, because the Gemara is going to get through that as well. It's going to use that svara for a slightly different person, and then we'll have to compare these Gemaras. Says the Gemara a little bit weiter. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, ein tainis tzibur b'bavel ela the tisha b'av bilvad. There is no tainis tzibur in Bavel except for tisha b'av alone, meaning that a tainis tzibur that is taken by the klal, you should not be makabel upon yourself a tainis tzibur like a tainis tzibur of tisha b'av, meaning with the chamishas inuyim. You should just, a fast is a fast, but we don't, in Bavel, we don't fast with all the chamisha inuyim. We don't do all the nilas and sandal and tashmish shamita and sicha and rechitza v'chule. You just fast, but there's no kabbalah of all these things in Bavel. We don't do that.
Except for Tisha B'Av.
I didn't get what was Rav Sheshes. I'm just going back a little bit. What was he trying to tell us?
Trying to tell us that a person l'chora, he's trying to tell us that a talmid who takes upon himself a fast is useless.
Why?
There's no spiritual value to the fast.
Why should we fast?
Hold on to that in a second. Okay. That's what he was asking. I'm trying to get through this Gemara before I get there. We'll get to the two dots, and then hopefully your question will be answered, right, and yours will be addressed. Says the Gemara a little bit further. The Amr of Yirmiya bar Abba Amr Yesh Lakish, here we go. Ein Talmud Chacham Rashai Leishev B'Tainis. A Talmud Chacham, your question. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to sit and fast. Again, a Tainis Yachid. Why? Mipnei Shem Mamayit B'Melech HaShamayim. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Mamayit B'Melech HaShamayim. Rashi says, he's going to be too weak, and he's, in other words, you're yatsa schara b'hefseido. You think you're being all this spiritual guy by fasting. Well, look what you're doing. You're supposed to be learning for 14 hours a day. That's what you're getting paid to sit in kolel, but you can't do it because you're fasting. So what are you yatsa schara b'hefseido? Okay? This sounds like we just had, like we had a line ago with Rav Sheshes. It sounds like it's the same thing. Exactly what is Rav Sheshes saying different than Reish Lakish over here? Are we talking about two different people, or is it just two Amoraim saying the same thing?
And also we had this Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph. The Yechidim are the first ones to daven before the Tzibur.
Yeah.
And they said, the Gemara says, who are the Yechidim? They said, Rabbanan.
Yes.
So that sounds like a steer to what we're saying here.
But that's a Tainis Tzibur.
No, but before the Tainis Tzibur.
No, I'm saying that's a Tainis it's a Tainis Yachid Begeder Tzibur. Meaning that it's not like a singular Yachid is taking upon himself a fast for a Tzara.
This is not for rain per se.
No.
Okay.
Not rain per se.
Okay.
No. A fast for rain is in a different category. It's a great question. It's a great comparison, but they're not exactly comparable, because even the yechidim that fast, it's not begeder tainis yachid. It really is. It's yechidim fasting begeder sibur. It's a slightly different zach.
There you go.
Very good question. Who says this?
That's why I go to sleep.
Wow. I'd like to see that Rambam inside. I can't believe the Rambam actually says that.
No, I
can't believe the Rambam says that.
I don't go to sleep right away. I learn as much as I can, but...
No, I'm not putting any blame on you.
There's a goon that can kill you.
All right. Can you find me that Rambam?
It's not such a big deal.
I'm putting some homework on you. Okay? They don't give you any homework at Torah Moshe. I know they don't. So this is going to be your homework. Okay. I want you to find me that Rambam.
By the way, what about why doesn't he say Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba about Yom Kippur? When he says
Yom Kippur is Pashat. Yom Kippur is a Doraisa. Tisha B'Av was something that was that Medivre Kabbalah. It's more Durabanan Dick. So they call it Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur would be Pashat. It's not even a Shaila by Yom Kippur.
What about something like if you drop a Sefer Torah? Does it have a different level of?
I think it's just tainus.
It's a tainus yachid. It's definitely a tainus yachid. It would not fit under the categories of Rav Sheshes or Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. They're talking about a person who's mekabel upon himself a fast, whereas those are almost required fasts, so to speak. At any rate,
but it's still like. Between you know Yom Kippur and Tishba of and every it's still to the right of it, to the left, you know, it's
to the right. The minig of
dividing this fast if you have the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out
where does it lie? Where does it rest? I don't know the answer, but we're gonna get to another Gemara on Yud Beis dealing with a Tainus Chalom. And perhaps that's Ba'osu Geder, Tainus Chalom, which a person is makabel upon himself, almost obligatory. It's not obligatory, but the minig is the fast Tainus Chalom when you have a bad Chalom. We'll get there on Daf Yud Beis. Hold off for a second. At any rate, the way perhaps I would be machalik, this is an approach. You don't have to agree with it. But if you don't agree with it, get out of the shir, is what I'm saying. The way I would be machalik between Rav Sheshes and Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba here, I would say maybe like this: there is a tainus that a person takes upon himself, and that's begether tainus, and that has certain dinim, a din of a tainus, and that has, as we'll see, you can say anenu for the tainus, even a tainus yachin, you can say anenu in tainus shows, you can say anenu. But then there's a different type of thing, which is a person to be, as we learned in Yod Aleph and Aleph, to be metzayer himself. Okay? That's a different type. That's not, even if you decide not to eat, that's not necessarily a tainus. It's just you're doing it to be metzayer nafsho, to be a metzayer yourself. And maybe what Rav Sheshes is saying is, a bar bei rav, a regular Talmud, who takes upon himself a fast, it's like the dog ate his food, meaning that he doesn't have anything to eat. He is going through a yusurim, he's going through a tsar, right? It's not together tainus. So there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. In fact, in some cases, there's a positive thing to it. If a person's mitzayer nafsho, then there's a certain mitzvah to doing so, and there's a certain kapara to doing so, and you're suffering certain yisurim that have certain advantages, the olam haba, v'chule. So maybe Rav Sheshes is saying there's actually a mila to it. But when it comes to a Talmud Chacham, that's usur. Because a Talmud Chacham, who's supposed to be learning, that's his umnus. His umnus is to be learning. So a Talmud Chacham takes upon himself a fast, That's not simply like a person who's mitzar himself. That's actually us, or it's actually wrong, because being mamayit b'melecha shamayim, his melecha shamayim is learning. And if it takes away from his learning, that's not appropriate. Maybe, maybe not. Could be. Says the Gemara, now we said that the first fasts that the tzibur take upon themselves, and we'll see a later Mishnah in Yudbezim and Bez that discusses the next series of fasts. But the first series of three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Ochlim v'shosim mishecha shecha, meaning they can eat and drink at night. They only have to start the fast the following day. It says the Gemara like this: Amar Rav Zira, Amar Rav Huna, Yachid shekibel alav tainis. If you have a Yachid who is makabel upon himself a tainis, afilu achal v'shasa kol alayla, even if he eats and drinks all night long, lamacher who mispalot tefilas tainis, the following morning he can even say a tefilas tainis. He can see, even say tefilas anenu. Now, so the Gemara is assuming that the tefilas anenu was said in the morning. Tosus brings down, according to the Bahag, we don't do that. We only say Tfilas Anenu at Mincha. Why? What's the reason?
Right, right.
The Tzibah says in the Shachris. The Yechidim do not. Why don't the Yechidim say it Shachris?
Because we just had breakfast before Amud HaShachar.
No. It's not because we just had breakfast on Amud HaShachar, actually. It's a good, it was a good Svara, but it's not the reason. It's
I
not the reason.
No, you I would have absolutely no clue. You're talking about Tanis Tibor here, right?
No, Tanis Yachid.
The Chazan says an Enu, but we don't.
In a Tanis, right. In a Tanis Tibor, that's true also. And even a Tanis Yachid and a Tanis Tibor, we don't say an Enu in the morning.
Okay.
Why? Why don't we say it in the morning?
I have no clue.
Complete at least a half day of the fast?
Because why? Says the Bahag, we don't say Tfilas Anenu at morning time. Why? Because we're not confident that the person's going to finish. But at Mincha time already, you're at the home stretch. So we figure if you've already ran of the 18-mile marathon, you've already run 16 miles.
Wait.
That's what I meant.
Mincha Gedola. You daven Mincha Gedola, and particularly in the summer, you're not on the home stretch.
Yeah, but you can still.
You're
still
on the stretch.
Right. You've already rounded your own second base. You're on second base, and it's like a double, so it's like you're heading almost the third.
The fast is slow. What do you make the third?
Is there also an end in the fast just the chatzot? Like an.
We're going to get there. That's the next Gemara. That's the next Gemara. Somebody's been learning ahead.
No, I just know that. So even when according to David's saying,
at least you
stop here. You still have to go, but you're already with the chatzot. It's already considered something.
Very good. The Bahag doesn't give that svara, but the Bahag does say that because of Shachris time, we're not necessarily confident that a person's going to make it. Therefore, to add a Nenu could be Lashav. But at Mincha time, where you've already rounded second base, so we're going to assume that you're going to make it. We assume you're going to make it, so we allow you to say it. A little bit of a pella is that Anenu, there's no extra bracha to Anenu. It's Barachat Hashem Shomei Atfila, which is... Yeah, the Shliach Tzibur, we say it anyway. We say the
Why is this Shliach Tzibur say it in the morning?
He says it in the morning because he's being motzi the Rabbim, and somebody in the Rabbim is going to finish. So he can say it in the morning, because he's doing it for the cloud. But the individuals, they don't know. I get hungry. I don't know if I'm going to make it. But
I thought we're not permitted to eat even if we're hungry. I thought it's only
you're not permitted. But if you get sick, you might not make it. So you know,
not everybody's on your level.
Not everybody's on your madriga. You're on a very high madriga. I must tell you.
You're supposed to be hungry in the past.
Huh?
You're supposed to be hungry in the past.
You're supposed to be hungry in the past.
I get thirsty. I get tired. I get hungry at some point in the day, and then it goes away.
When do you get cranky?
Huh? What I get cranky is on a day that's not a fast, when I'm supposed to be eating, when I don't have food, when I'm expecting it. But when it's on a fast day and I'm not expecting it,
I referenced
anyway,
you to my email 3 days ago. Here we go. Very good. So again, Yachav Shekibel Alav Tainis, Afilu Achav Shasa Kol Alayla, Lamachar Hu Mispal Tfilas Tainis. The following day, according to the Gemara, the following day he's going to say Tfilas Anenu. This is, according to the Gemara, it's even at Shachris time. The Bahag says we're no longer Noheg that way. What if Lan Betaniso? This is a very complex sugya. But here we're going to be getting on to a case of a person who is taking upon himself a Tainis Shaos. What's a Tainus Shalos? A Tainus Shalos is as it sounds. It is a it is an hours long fast. In other words, he is not mekabel upon himself to fast for an entire day. He's mekabel upon himself to fast, or sometimes maybe not even, to fast for shaos, certain hours of the day. So, lan b'tan yisro, here's the following case. A person fasted because he had a, let's say there was a tainus tzibur on a Wednesday. So a person fasted all Wednesday. And then Wednesday night at 6 p.m. he's meant to be eating because 6 p.m. is tzeis. So then he can eat at 6 p.m. So what happens at 6 p.m.? He's still working. He's still in the office. He doesn't eat at 6 and he doesn't eat at 6:30 and he doesn't eat at 7. And at 7:30...
It's tax season.
Good. It's at 7:30 he gets home.
I know people like that.
7:30, he gets home, and he decides he's going to go to sleep. He's not even going to eat. He's really super tired. He's going to go to sleep. I'll figure it out the next morning. So he doesn't even sleep that night. Lamachar, what happens the next day? Lan b'taniso. So says the Gemara. Lan b'taniso. Einam espal t'chol tainis. The following day, he does not say anenu. Even though he has fasted, he's starting a fast, essentially, he's been fasting since last night, and last night is a brand new day, because he erev ayivoker, it's a brand new day. So essentially, he's been continuing a fast, he's been fasting for now a new day. So he should be able to say anenu, but says Rav Huna, no, you don't say anenu. You don't say anenu for this fast, because why? So Rashi does say the guy's intent is to eat the following, to eat afterwards. But nevertheless, the Gemara does not say that that is the problem. What is the problem? Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, my kasavar Rav Huna. What is Rav Huna's logic in that a person who is lan b'tan yiso, meaning he was fasting and then he just extended his fast for the night as well, and the next morning he cannot say anenu, why not? Says Rav Yosef, my kasavar Rav Huna, svir le ein misan in l'shos. Is it because he holds that there's no such thing as a tiny shows? The fact that a person can take upon himself to fast 12 hours, that's kind of ridiculous. If he's not going to complete the fast, he's not going to complete the fast. So, is it that he holds that there's no such thing as a tiny shows? Old Dilma, or perhaps, Misanin Lashos. Rav Huna says, yeah, you can have a tiny shows. You can take upon yourself to fast for 12 hours. However, v'hamisan l'shos enim esmal tefilas tainis. However, a tainis shos does not have the chumrah of a tainis yachid. It does not have does not come with it the full stringencies of a tainis ma'al yisa. A tainis ma'al yisa, which is a full 24-hour, or let's say it's a 16, 18-hour fast. So for that, you can say tefilas aneinu. For a tainis shos, it's not enough. Is that the reason? So again, is the svar of Rav Huna because he doesn't even hold this whole thing about a tainus shos, doesn't exist? Or is it because a tainus shos does exist, but it's not chamor enough to warrant a tefilas aneinu? That's going to be his shaila. Says the Gemara, you're wrong on both accounts. Amarli Abaye. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, La'olam kasava Rav Huna misanin l'shos. Really, Rav Huna says, yeah, we can have a tainus shos, and the hamisanin l'shos misvel tefilas tainus. And a person who can fast tainus shos, he can say aneinu the following day. So what's the problem? The shiny hacha, the problem was here, what happened? 6 p.m. came, he was supposed to end his fast, he decided not to because he was working. He was doing the big 11:20, and he wasn't doing right. So it was 7 o'clock already, 7:30. He just goes to sleep. The ika shows the lelia de lo kabula le mikara. He was never makabula fast. He didn't say. And as we're going to learn on Daf Yud Beis, you have to be makabula fast. And according to many, you have to be makabula tiny shows even at mincha time of the following of the previous day, either mincha time or mincha tefila. Tefilas mincha, you have to actually say it. Machlokes. But according to some, even at tiny shows where you see I'm gonna fast for certain hours, you still have to have a kabbalah. There has to be some sort of kabbalah, whether the kabbalah has to be at mincha time of the previous day, or according to others, there has to at least be a kabbalah. Mikanu laba, I'm gonna fast. But for a guy to go to sleep and then the following morning gets up and says, I want to say it's tefilas aneinu for the previous night, that doesn't work. If you didn't have any kabbalah, that fast is nothing. It is, as one might say, like a dog ate your meal.
But can you orally say, I'm a kabbalah fast from now on?
It appears. appears, according to some, that oral declaration would be enough. Okay, the Rush is of the opinion that a person has to be mekabel upon himself, even a tiny shows, the previous day at mincha time. But according to many others, it's not required. All you need to do is have a Kabbalah. But you can't just sleep. You can't sleep through life and then wake up and say, look, I'm this holy guy. It doesn't work that way. What?
Yeah,
I'm Yotze. Yeah, I'm Yotze.
Or if you have a Yeragil to fast, you don't have to. For instance, a person who fasts on Yahrzeit every single year,
yes,
doesn't have to make a Kabbalah.
Very good, very good. The Gemara is going to come up with a similar case of a person who fasts regular on Monday, Thursday. That's his regular thing. Okay. Says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara. Mar Ukva ikla le Ginzak. Okay, Mar Ukva went up to Ginzak, right? You know where Ginzak is?
You're going to tell me.
It's to the right of Beit Shemesh. Right? To the right of Beit Shemesh. Yes, to the right.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It is to the right of Beit Shemesh. I don't know which way. It depends on which way you're facing.
Wait, is this
I don't know where Ginzak is. I don't know. He went to Ginzak. Bo Mine. They asked him the following kasha, because he's Marukva, and he's got to know these things. Boy Mine, they asked him a question, Misanin L'shos or in Misanin L'shos? Do you hold of such a thing as tiny shows, or do you not have hold of such a thing as tiny shows? Lo hava biyade, he didn't have it in his hands, meaning he didn't know. Second question they asked him, Kankanim Shol Nachrim, if you have jugs of Nachrim that had wine in it, are you allowed to use that? Asurim or Mutorim? Are you allowed to use that? Because we have, obviously, the wine of a Nachri is Asur. So what about the jugs? The jugs that contain the wine, is that Mutter? Or really, as the Gemara will answer, the Kasha is that ever Mutter? Or at what point is that Mutter? Lo hava biyade. Once again, he's 0 for 2. Two strikeouts. The third question was, we know the 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, Moshe was Meshamesh in the Mishkan. He was bringing korbanos. Question is, Aaron was the one wearing the Big Day Kahuna. There was no second set of Big Day Kahuna. So what was Moshe wearing? Was he wearing a shorts and a t-shirt? What was he doing?
Oh, you know, the white robe.
Oh. You just gave away the whole Gemara. Okay, very good. We'll pick up on Monday night, and that'll... Sheesh.
Well, yeah.
The whole suspense is gone. It's like a really bad horror fiction right here. Okay.
Is your statement true?
What?
That there was only one Big Day Kahuna?
That's what Rashi posits, that there was only one Big Day Kahuna, and Aaron was wearing it. Rashi says... All right, now that you brought it up, let's read that Rashi. Rashi, the sixth line from the end... He says, by Aaron it says, Big Day Kahuna. It mentions that he has to wear the Big Day Kahuna. You have to dress them with the Big Day Kahuna, meaning the Kohen Gadol. When Moshe was serving in the Mishkan, Aaron Haya Lavosh Big Day Kahuna. He was wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Va'avoda de Moshe Gzeres HaKasavu. The avoda of Moshe was the Gzeres HaKasavu, was a one-time thing. U Big Day Kahuna lo matzinu bo. We never find that there was another Big Day Kahuna, or that he was wearing a Big Day Kahuna. So was there a second set of Big Day Kahuna? If there was a second set, he would have been wearing it, I would assume. But maybe not.
They change the garments like many times during the avoda, right? Because if they get a dirty.
From Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zahav, but the Big Day Kahuna was Big Day Kahuna. There weren't multiple sets of Big Day Kahuna, were there?
I would think that if there's constantly changing, or if Chas V'Shalom something would happen, they couldn't do the avoda. They would have to have a spare part.
They have to have a spare.
Outside of the Urim V'Thummim, why would you not have a spare part?
He's not gone. He's not from the descendants of Aaron.
It doesn't make sense that Moshe would have just been wearing Big Day Chol, that he goes out in the Shuk and Machle Yehuda.
He can go to speak to Shem anytime he wants.
Well, he didn't go to Machle Yehuda, he went to Machle Yehuda.
So what does he have to wear anything special for?
What?
Moshe Rabbeinu can speak to Hashem at any time he wants.
Yeah.
So what does he have to wear anything special for?
Everything he wears is holy.
But it's not in the same official
sense. It's not in the same official sense. This is a real avoda. This is the avoda of... This is a real avoda. This is not simply, a conversation. All right, I hear what you're saying. I hear. Okay, it's a good question. It's a good question. The Gemara phrases the question as if it's a davar pashut that he had to be wearing something different.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be that he was wearing Big Day Chol. I'm not mekabel that, says the Gemara. So what was he wearing? Marukva's got to know. So says the Gemara, lohava biyada. He didn't know. So he's 0-3. Marukva didn't know any of these answers. So Azul, he went v'shol b'midrusha. He went to the base midrash and he asked these questions. Amrulay, they said to him, here are your answers. Hilchasa, the halacha is masnis misan in the shows. You can fast for shows. There's such a thing as a tiny shows. Umispalat feels tiny. And you can say it's filas anenu even for a tiny shows. That's number one. Vehilchasa, and the halacha is kankanim shol nachrim, the jugs of the nachrim, which contained the wine of a nachrim. La'achar shleimasar chodesh mutarim. After 12 months, they're mutter, meaning you empty out the jugs and you wait 12 months, and then we assume any blios, any absorbed wine in the walls of the kankanim are butl by that time. By that time, the taste, the tam is already gone. We're not concerned about it after 12 months. Says Rashi, interestingly, la'achar shleimasar chodesh is the fourth from the end, fourth line from the end. La'achar shleimasar chodesh, Rashi says, holich tam yayin esech, the yayin esech tam goes away, umutarim, below irumayim. You don't even need to cleanse it out with water. You don't need to rinse it.
Like irui,
You don't have to rinse it. Aval toch yud beis chodesh. But within 12 months, if you want to use it, tzarech irui shlosha yamim me'eis la'eis. You need to wait 24 hours, then rinse it. Another 24 hours, rinse it. Another 24 hours, rinse it. You got to do 3 consecutive days of rinsing, and then you're good to go. So, 2 options. Either you do the rinsing every 24 hours, and after 72, you're okay. Or you wait shnei masar chodesh. There are those, I think, who want to, I think the Chacham Tzvi wants to say on this, that the same is true by chametz. Chametz, if you use a chametz dika pot, if you wait shnei masar chodesh, you can use that pot on Pesach. Because the blios, it's like we see over here, the blios of the walls have already been buckled. You can say the same thing by chametz. Unbelievable. That's an unbelievable kula.
I'm not so sure on that.
That's
an
opinion, or is that
what I'm saying? But I know they're posting with Paskin on expensive china. On expensive china, if you put it away for your base kodesh, they say you can...
Very good, shkayach. So there's a good application. So in other words...
You can have cooking without hummus anytime. Who said it has to be hummus?
What?
You can have a pot without hummus the whole year. Not because of base.
I don't understand.
Maybe the need
for what? To use on Pesach a chametz dika pot? On Pesach?
No, why is it chametz dika? You could have a pot that never became chametz.
It was from your regular yemei chol, right?
But you don't eat spaghetti. You don't.
And now you want
to milk it.
That's pashut. That's pashut. What we're talking about here is if you use a chametz dika pot, you use that. Use chametz. What?
Wait 24 hours. Says time of time. And then another bench hour.
What? All right. Don't invite me to your house for Pesach, please. I don't want to. Okay. Anyway, here we go.
Wait, this thing about Yud Beis Kodesh, is that halacha lemaisa, or is this an opinion?
Halacha lemaisa. It's halacha lemaisa. And I, like I said, with the chametz, that an application would be by perhaps by chametz. Again, some people argue with it, but Rabbi Yaakov brought down that when it comes to China, there are poskim that say that China, expensive China that you might want to use, and let's say either it got treif, or you want to use it, let's say for, you can use it, you can wait 12 months, and then it's okay.
Wait, why specifically China? I thought you just said even the pots and the pans.
I would assume that the reason they say it by China is because China is so expensive, you wouldn't want to dispose of China. I said that Chacham Tzvi says a kula, that you can even use regular pots. But not everybody agrees.
I thought you said that was halacha lemaisa.
No. It's not. Halacha lemaisa is when it comes to jugs that are put in wine. Jugs that were used for wine.
That's the halacha.
That's the halacha. That's the Gemara says.
Okay.
Chacham Tzvi extends that to chametz. He extends that to chametz, right? But not everybody agrees to that. Rabbi Yaakov brought down when it comes to expensive china. There are many poskim that say that expensive china, if you wait 12 months, either it was treif beforehand or whatever happened to it, to fleishik, to milchik, I don't know. You can wait 12 months and the blios are gone. Okay. Fine. That's answer number 2. But we still have question number 3. What did Moshe wear in the Mishkan? The answer is...
A long shirt.
A very long, clean, white shirt.
No hem.
Rav Kahana Masni Bechaluk Lavan She'ein Lo Imra. No hem. I figured that you read it. I didn't think that you were that you were a Navi. But but Rav Kahana says not only did he wear a clean white shirt, but he wore one without a hem. An imra, I think, is a hem, but some of them understands it as a sleeve, meaning he didn't even wear a sleeve. Some people say he didn't even wear little pockets.
So could take any money or nothing.
Right. He was concerned. He was concerned that maybe people would think that he's going into Mishka and he's taking some of the Trumas Alishka. What?
It's a Mishka.
Yes, it's a Mishnah Shkalim. Shkoyach. It's a Mishnah Shkalim that says that they were very, very careful about wearing clothing with hems because they didn't want people to think that they're stuffing coins into the seams. So Moshe was clean of this. Amr of Chizda. We're just gonna go a few more lines because it's on the same sugya of a Tainus Shos. Just a couple more lines.
Okay.
Amr of Chizda. Rav Chizda says, "Had Amart, that which you say, Mesan in the Shos, that which we mentioned Tainus Shos, the Hu Shelo Tam Klum on Ha'erev. A Tainus Shos is only gonna work if you don't eat anything until Erev."
When we talk about Tainus Shos, we're talking about minimally a half day fast. What are we talking about? What is it?
Exactly. What are we talking about? Because what we thought was, we thought we were talking about a guy who's taking upon himself, let's say, several hours. Right. Or let's say he's going from the morning until Chatzos. But now, Rav Chizda is adding a curveball over here, because he's saying, well, a Tainus Shos, you really have to finish the whole day. Finish the whole day. The Gemara says, "Amalei Abaye Hatanis Ma'aliyasehi." That's a regular Tainus. What are you telling me? You got to. You could do a Tefillah a Tainus Shos, but you got to go until Erev. Well, that's a regular
what's
fast.
What's Erev anyway?
At nighttime.
I mean, some of the halakhic
whether it's Kiyur or it's Seis, you got to go until nighttime. So,
some of the halakhic fasts are Tainus Shos, though.
Like?
Let's start in the morning and end at Shkiyah. What like what?
That's not a Tainus Shos. That's a Tainus Ma'aliyasehi.
That's a regular fast.
It's a regular fast.
Like something.
No, we never end at Shkiyah. We end at Seis. We never end at Shkiyah.
So again, what's the definition of a Tainus Shos?
Oh. So we thought, we're still in the process of figuring it out. The Gemara, we thought originally a Tainus Shos is, as it sounds, a Tainus that is for Shos, for several hours. Whether those several hours are 2 to 4 p.m., I don't know, or maybe most probably it's like from Nates or from Alos until Chatzos. I'll fast until Chatzos, right? Like that would be a Tainus Shos, I would think. That was the original thought. And indeed now Rav Chizda is coming in and saying a caveat to a Tainus Shos is that you have to finish the fast until Tzeis. So Abaye asks, if you're going until Tzeis anyway, you've done a fast. I mean, you've done everything. What's the chiddush?
Or he did two fasts.
If you had fasted before, the day before.
No, if he says that he's doing a partial day fast, you fast for the entire day. Why can't you say that it's two separate fasts?
Maybe. But the fact is, he's done at least one good fast. So what are you calling this Tainus Shos for? So he says, Lo tzricha, no. De'im lichem luche. The cases where he changed his mind. He was only mekabel upon himself to fast from Alos HaShachar until Mincha, but then he changed his mind. He changed his mind and he decided that he's going to go the whole way. Let's see Rashi. Lo tzricha de'amam lichem luche. Kolomar, Rashi says, it's about 10 lines down, 15 lines down. Kolomar lo haya b'dayto klal lihisanos. He did not have any intention to fast. Ela asa leitirda, some trouble came along, some bother came. V'lo achal chatzi hayom. He didn't eat until chatzi hayom. So he wasn't going to fast at all. Then, all of a sudden, he looks at his clock and it's noon. V'chimata chatzi yom mamlich. And then half day comes and he changes his mind. He says, you know what? I've already done half a day. Amar hol v'isanesi and chatzi hayom isana kol hayom. So what happens over here? What's the case of the Tainus Shos according to this? The case is the guy has no intention to fast whatsoever. He fasts until Chatzos because we often do this. We leave the apartment We leave our house early in the morning. We don't even eat breakfast. We go to work, or we go to Beis Medrash, whatever it is, and we're so absorbed in what we're doing that all of a sudden it's half day and we haven't eaten yet. So some people go home and eat. But this guy decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go to the end of the day. A guy who decides he's going to go to the end of the day, that's called a tiny shows, and that works as long as you make it until the Erev. That works. That what works as a tiny shows.
Wow.
The Shliach Tzibur has to fast the whole hour.
For what?
Say a Nedu. The individual doesn't have to. The individual can say it, or say the middle of the other.
You're talking about a tiny shows? How do you know that?
Who's down
there? Say, yeah, read it. Tiny shows is a very complicated sugya. What did he say?
The individual may insert the middle prayer into the 16th blessing of the Amida. He who harkens on your prayer, even if he does not intend to continue his fast until night.
Interesting. Okay. The Rambam says you can even have a guy who eats at 11:30 a.m. and then he decides, you know what, I'm going to go the rest of the day with a fast. That's a tiny shows. You can be makabel upon yourself at midday, I'm going to fast for the rest of the day. Yeah. That works.
So before midday.
What?
Before midday.
Yeah, before midday, right. You say, from chatzos and on, I'm going to fast. Even though you just ate. You can do that. And you can daven mincha and say aneinu. Right. Because it's a tiny shows. So it's a fantastic...
So if I don't declare my fast on the mincha you don't before... Then apparently, and I do fast, and it's a tiny shows?
Yes. But even a tiny shows, you have to have some kind of Kabbalah. You can't just go, you can't just...
But the Kabbalah, you just have a longer period of time to make that declaration?
Yes. So to speak.
Another question is, can it only be a mental Kabbalah, or do you have to verbally declare something?
It seems like it has to be some kind of verbal thing, because as Rashi says over here, if a guy went to sleep, and Rashi says, and he has in mind that, you know, I'll just keep on going my fast, that's not good enough. You have to make some kind of declaration, as we'll see on the bottom of your Beis Amud Aleph. There has to be a formal declaration, and it has to be either at the time of Mincha, or either at Tfilas Mincha, or at least at Zman Mincha. The question is, does a Tainis Shos also require that declaration at Mincha? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. According to many people, you don't need to do it until whenever you decide to do it. Shkaya.
Two in the morning,
Shavuos night, be there or be sleeping.
Where?
I will be here in the basement.
Or be a triangle.
You know there's a great euthanasia shir at 2:30
in the
morning.
Where? Triangle?
Euthanasia. I was in shir yesterday, and the rock...
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.